At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay.
You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger, Andrew Freund, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Patty. It's been a minute.
Hi.
It's good to see you. What's happening right now with in the post-COVID world? Is it harder for people to date now? Or are people just really horny and is it easier to fix people up?
No, people are ready to explode.
Right.
Business is off the... I had to hire new people. And Carolyn Stansbury from Ladies of London of Bravo just opened my European division, and we're going, and you know, more international than ever, as well as the United States. But yeah, I mean, everybody needs a little.
People are horny.
Nicky.
Yeah. So European.
Well,
division.
Andrew. Okay, I know you're horny.
Well,
are people horny?
I'm not horny compared to Shane Douglas. So
what?
Let's just get
Shane?
That
Shane,
right.
He's like so innocent.
That's bizarre.
Out of the gate.
I don't even know what you're
Because when we went out last Saturday, Shane was in it to fucking win it.
What did he do?
That's true.
First of all, we should not be. Shane knows exactly what he's doing. He's super confident because when he saw that guy,
look at that face.
You remember this,
What's
right?
My heart is beating.
No,
fast.
It was nothing bad. But Shane was like, saw this cute guy on the dance floor, and Shane was like, I'm gonna go get his number. Like,
and we were texting last night.
No, and literally, and Shane like made a
what
beeline.
Sign are you?
Went
What's
to get it. Like
he's CEO of the Zodiac.
He's very confident. He's confident.
The backstory is he was in a 5-year relationship. He recently
just told me he's single now. Right?
Yes, and it's only been about a month.
Well, that's why you haven't called Mommy Patty here.
Hey, Mommy Patty.
But we did. We actually brought you up because the guy that you're texting with right now, you knew he was interested because he did the 4-second flirt.
He didn't do the full 5, but he definitely. It was like a moment too long where it's like he wasn't just checking out the room. He was not like just feeling the vibe. He was like looking at me, and I was like, oh.
Was it 4 seconds or 3? Because we were trying to. It wasn't 5, because were you saying 5,
Yeah,
Patty?
But that's maybe in the gay world, it's 4 seconds.
I think it was like
because
3 and a half.
Gay men don't have time. They just don't have time.
I also think if someone stares too long, they're like on the
no,
spectrum.
No, but you have to understand something. Girls are slower. They want to essentially get into it. They want to touch their hair. They want to. But gays, it's like, I want you. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's 1, 2, 3, I would say. I'd say 3.
And
three.
I feel like that guy, because I saw that guy, he was a hot commodity at High Tops, and all these people were staring at him, and Shane was like, nope. I want him. Shane went over to him and got his number, and I was very impressed.
So Capricorns are
you're like a hunter.
Yeah. Yes.
Now Capricorns
he's a hunter.
Capricorns are CEO of the Zodiac, Jeff Bezos, CEO of the Zodiac, and they will go after their prey at no cost. Like they're just
so
like
they're prey now.
They're prey.
Yeah. Shane's going after his prey.
I'm not
Shane, you know what I like about you is that you got out of this relationship and you didn't hold back and you got back into the water. Like even though there are sharks amongst us.
So yeah.
Thank you very
much.
There's a lot of gay sharks, let me tell you.
Yeah, we had to shove him, but he made it.
Hey, a month is like, wow. That's like a year in straight
We did
bill.
Have to shove him through that door. We had to slam the door, bolt it, and he kept pounding on that.
Pounding.
Let me back in.
Like, we're not going to let you fucking in. Just leave. Just leave. And he finally left.
Which was good.
Yeah, I told you it was
You know
that
you're
like
my
that.
Favorite Jeff Lewis assistant, right?
Aww.
Don't tell the rest of them. Because I'll probably get DM now. But no, seriously, you were the most organized, thorough. I didn't like the last one, Jeff knows. But anyway, we had issues with him. But I mean, he's cute, but he didn't get any of the work done. So I just want to tell you, you're my favorite assistant.
Thank you.
When you're setting people up, because what I was wondering is, since I get a little bit, as we get older, our dating pool shrinks. But in order to enlarge that pool again, I'm wondering if I should subscribe to maybe like fetishes? Like, do people like, would people sign up for the Millionaire Matchmaker? Do they divulge that? Like, hey, I have this fetish.
Well, I mean, when Charlie Sheen had called me, and he knows he called me, so I'm not, I didn't, you know, it's no NDA in there. He said to me, I like, you know, fake breasts. I want a I want a girl who's bisexual. And I said, I can't do that because, you know, this is pre-Me Too, and I was in dangerous territory. I said, I love you, and I think you're awesome, but I can't do that. So, like, you get that kind of fetish where they're like, I has to be look a certain way. They have to be sexually a certain way. But now, I don't even think transsexual is fetish. I think that's just, you know, their choice of the way they want to live their lifestyle.
No, I wasn't talking
right.
transsexual,
so I'm talking,
pansexual.
I'm talking about, like, but, like, fetish, like furries and all that stuff.
Or breastfeeding.
Yeah. Or, like, what's the one with the bottle where they dress up like a baby?
I had an
adult baby one. But, like, now I'm getting the biggest exciting news in my business is now I'm getting transsexual requests. And that's, like, I have wanted to do them forever. And everybody knows from the Wii show, I had a transsexual on who was my a girl who went to my high school. She went to my high school. She became queen of the prom. You know, she transitioned. Her parents gave her the surgery at 16, like Jazzy, which is like my favorite show on TLC. I feel so bad for that girl. A lot of surgeries there. A lot of
no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
No, but they do. The audience knows. Yes. TLC is one of the hot shows.
Do all our listeners
watch
that?
It's Jazzy. And Jazzy is
Jazz Jennings.
She's my favorite.
It's like Squid Game.
She's my favorite.
She's
my
young
favorite.
Movie. She's a young trans woman that's like an activist.
So beautiful.
That went through transition.
I did not know about this show.
Parents are amazing. So, Court, this girl that I had on my show, she transitioned
into a man.
Went from a man to a woman. Oh. Very young age. I still call her a girl. You know,
I don't know.
Chat,
okay.
All of them teach me how to talk. Like, I'm very politically correct on the way
all
I
of
talk.
Them.
All of the transsexual community tells you, like, when you go FTM or MTF, like, you have to be careful of the terms because they are constantly changing.
I know. Tell me
the
about
fluid,
it.
The non-binary. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to be canceled. And I care about them. So I have them in my database, but I never had a man request them or a female request them. And I just got a gay man requesting. So this is going to be an exciting time for me to fix them up.
Okay, but so you're very normally very blunt with your line of questioning.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine you have to be a little
the
bit
bottom
more
and
sensitive.
The top and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right, but even if somebody wants if a gay man wants to date a transsexual, what does that mean? Is it a woman that's now transitioned to a man or vice versa? Like, you have to clarify.
This just happened this morning entering Jeff Lewis Sirius Radio, and my assistant said, you need to find out which way because, you know, what we learned is what you look like doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go for the opposite sex. It's
right.
The sexual is in the brain. So they could be bi, they could be fluid. I don't know. I'm going to find out what he wants today.
Have you ever had a straight guy wanting a trans woman?
I dated someone like that.
Oh.
And this is a really scary story. So I went out with a guy that I dated for who was a porn star. And his wife was one of the most famous porn stars in history. And Chris, if you're listening, I'm outing you, so I don't care. Because women need to know about this. So he wouldn't live a gay lifestyle.
Wow.
Okay. And he had problems with getting an erection. And he used Cialis and Viagra. And I thought it was me. And
okay.
I loved him. And I loved his family. And I loved his kids. So I thought we were going to, like, end up married. And I was really good friends with his ex-girlfriend. And we break up. And she goes, I have to tell you something. And I go, what? She lived with him for 3 years. He used to sleep with transsexual women at the airport, and he wouldn't live a lifestyle.
Which
airport? The airport.
Can you
LAX.
Do that at LAX?
There's all those hotels they do it in.
And he
wouldn't take them on regular dates. And I find out this, and I thank God, we didn't have a lot of sex because he couldn't get up, but I used a condom every time. And I was like, oh my God, you could have put me in danger if that condom broke. You know, like stealthing or whatever. And I was like blown away.
Stealthing, I know.
Yeah, I was blown away. And I took him to dinner, and he took me to dinner, and he wanted me back, and I said, no. And I go, why won't you be gay and live your truth?
Yeah.
I go, live your truth. Be with those people. They're beautiful. They're centaurs.
I've never seen anyone have sex at the Delta Lounge.
No.
So it's in the hotel.
It's in the hotel, like the Century Hotel.
That airport is such a mess right now.
Yeah, but now they have the Amex Centurion.
Where are we going to park?
That's where you have sex. The new, you have the Amex card.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. You can get it. It's brand new.
I have a $500 limit.
There you go. Well, and by the way, when this happened, other women came forward to tell me because they had. He's on the apps. He's like religiously on the apps. Handsome guy, looks like a surfer. You know, Manhattan Beach boy.
I'm gonna start
swiping. I was like shocked that like I had never, you know, you couldn't tell if it walked in the room, and the way he comes at you, you don't know. So you have to really live your truth, I think.
Okay.
I think that you can't
out
any, you can't out anyone. Because I think
right.
that's wrong.
Isn't that what you just did?
No, that's different.
I don't care.
I don't want women getting hurt and falling in love with him because he's very seductory, like Predator in that way. But
maybe, when he meets trans people, he's up front saying he likes trans people.
No, he lies to them because one of them called me.
Okay, but let me ask you, as a woman,
they were hurt.
Are any girls into that whole Christian Grey, 50 Shades? I mean,
BDSM?
I know he's hot, and I know he's a billionaire. But I
don't
mean,
know anyone.
It just seems like a lot of work.
For
a lot
not only
of work.
That, you got to get the red room. He's got to, you know. I
Do you know any guys like that?
I watch Billions, where my favorite character is Wendy Rhodes, and she used to, you know, on her husband.
Yeah,
she,
I watch
and
that too.
And that is the only way sexually that he could get off. And I thought, that's really sad that you can only get off like that.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah. And they like pain. I love pleasure.
Yeah.
Give me pleasure. I don't want any pain.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work for me.
I don't want any pain either. Yeah. Do you, Andrew?
Not really. Unless it's Botox.
Shane?
No.
Yeah.
Botox. But I mean, like a good slap.
Yeah,
a good.
A little.
Shane is into freaky shit. Let's just get that out of there.
A good slap on the ass, and I'm out.
Oh, you don't even want out?
I'm out. I don't want any pain after a slap
okay,
on the ass.
But what? Just like a light pat on your ass.
Yeah. No, I like a slap.
That's, yeah.
Oh, you like a slap?
I like
not...
a wake me up, Charlie. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, is that what we call them? Okay.
You just don't want a red room.
Yeah.
Situation.
You don't want, because by the way, after a while, your ass gets red and it gets bruised. I've watched those girls on porn, and they have a lot of black and blues on them.
Oh, do they?
Oh yeah, it's ugly. It's really ugly.
That was Jameson at Palm Springs weekend.
Jameson, are you bruised?
I can't sit down, guys. I haven't sat down in 2 days.
Why is he standing?
Patty, are you dating?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a relationship, or is it just, I mean, how many dates has it been?
You're going to yell at me at six.
Six
and I haven't
dates.
Slept with him. Don't yell at me. I don't want to be yelled at today.
No, I'm not yelling.
But you're going to give me that like a stiff talking to where my mother's channeled through you because she's dead. So I know she's coming inside of you right now.
No, I just was with six dates
six
and
dates.
You haven't test drove.
No, because he
you haven't
doesn't
seen
live
his
here.
Penis. Do you know if his penis is big?
I don't care.
Nah.
By the way, this is an urban.
Everybody cares.
It's an urban. We don't want it this big, but we want
right.
a medium size, nice size, and we don't.
What's
want
What's that? 6'5"?
Well, six is like long,
six
right?
Seems
big. And you have to remember. And you have to remember with us girls, I'm really small and tight inside. So if you give me a big,
we're learning a lot about you today.
My exes were huge, and let me tell you, it killed. And I would be in the gynecologist a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt.
So you don't want to go to the gyno.
No, I want a normal size, medium size. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we think he's got a because I mean you spent a lot of time with him.
Is he a size 11? What shoe? What does that mean?
No, it's probably...
Probably six, five, five and a half, six.
I could take that. And I can smoke a little weed for that one.
Okay, but are you still dating other... Because you're not committed.
No, we're not in a monogamous committed relationship, but I really like him and he knows. And this is the first relationship I've ever told someone, like, I like you up front.
Okay.
We don't play games. We talk about our problems right away. If somebody does something wrong, we discuss. It's a very mature and adult relationship.
Yeah.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
Not comfortable.
And
he is
a sapiosexual, which Shane is giving me advice on. So I'm taking my advice.
What's
from
a
Shane.
Sapiosexual?
He's like stimulated, like in when he by thought rather than like touch. It's
How do you know this?
I read.
He's really bright.
We don't read on this show.
I might hire him from his next job. He's going to be a date coach.
Is Shane a pocket gay or is because I know you?
No,
you have,
Andrew is.
Oh, yeah. Andrew's a pocket
I am.
Gay.
Yeah,
Andrew.
Because
Andrew.
He's what 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'7".
He can fit in your pocket, and a lot of the big bears like the pocket gays.
Yeah.
Oh, do bears like you, Andrew?
Bears do not come at me.
Bears, bears come to
don't
me.
Mace.
Bears ask
if you
me
are
for
a bear.
Gays.
Reach out to Andrew. What's your Instagram?
Andrew Freund, F-R-E-U.
At
Pocket What about otters? Gay. What about otters? Do otters like you?
Sure,
have you been with a bear before?
I have not. Jesus.
Never out of all the people?
You like claim I'm some big hoe. I'm not a big hoe, you guys.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Andrew's been like, by the way, before at breakfast this morning, Andrew's like, he's a hoe.
Who said that?
Because you were saying to me like he likes to have a lot of sex.
I just said he's the opposite of sapiosexual.
Oh, okay,
he already
yelled at me that because I'm doing something different. This person that I'm dating is asking me to try something out because he was very biologically driven like most men. And he's like, look, I'm super spiritual right now. I'm walking a different path. Would you try this experience with me? And I said, sure. I have nothing to lose. The other ones didn't work out, which was all sex.
Okay, all I'm saying is that if I was a straight guy, I would not want to wait till date 7 to see your tits.
He's seen my tits a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I wear low-cut stuff. You can see it.
Right, and how does he not want to motorboat you?
Oh, that's so sweet, Jeff. but Jeff, I want you, but you're gay. So right. I have to find the straight version. So if any Jeff Lewis straight versions come, DM me at Patty Stanger on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're a bear, you go to Andrew Freund at Pocket Gay Andrew Freund on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, what about, so in the 90s, if you remember, this very, very well-known book, which was The Rules, which was time-tested.
Yes, I know them very well.
Time-tested secrets for, what was it, capturing the heart
you
of Mr. Right.
Now.
Well, can you? Because some of it, I feel like, might still apply.
What were
you would
they?
Never
what
not call rules? Someone back.
What?
You would never not call someone. If you didn't call or text them back, they're on to the next one. There's too many choices in the wilderness.
Okay,
Okay, I never liked Matthew Hussey till recently, and I really recommend Matthew Hussey as a date coach, so I'm going to tell you why. Matthew, prior to Camila Camellia and the breakup with him, where she went off with Shawn Mendes, he went on my friend's YouTube show, Marissa Peer, one of my best friends, and she asked you, when did you master your mind? And he said, when I had the breakup and I had to get out of bed and walk my truth. And he's talking today about if someone texts you and you don't respond, do you really believe after 2 or 3 not responses, that person's going to text you back in this
but
day and age?
But that's not what the rules
that
said.
That was what they were. I know every one
they
of those
said,
rules.
They said don't call back immediately is
oh,
what
please,
they said.
Please.
Which I don't think.
24 hours you don't call back? Would you not call your boss back? Would you not call your boss back?
You'd
call Andy back.
This book was in the 90s, right? Yeah. And so now that everyone has texting, it's if you don't call back, it's like, well, you can fucking text me.
I know you saw it.
Right.
Andrew is saying is correct. So Matthew has this new video up, which the guy, the sapiosexual, sent to me. And in it, Matthew talks about how reciprocation, if I text one day to see how your day is going, then you should text the next. And it should be a dance. Whether you're gay, straight, pink polka dot, fluid, it doesn't matter. It should be a dance. And you know how they like you by the reciprocation. If you're in it to win it, then you're going to reciprocate. If you play her rules, which, by the way, I know them very well, and I used to do the same shit back in the day, it's not going to work in this generation.
Okay, that was my question.
Technology has changed,
right.
Not the biology. So what happens is the biology might be ruling the street, and if you say that person doesn't take me back and someone has spine and loves themselves, they're going to go, screw this.
But there are some things like they say, I was reading some of the principles, and it says don't leave things at his house. I mean, I'll leave my phone, my wallet, my car keys, like everything to get an excuse to go back.
My daughter. No.
So that's applicable.
That's like if you're in a monogamous committed relationship, you should have a toothbrush at the house, and it should be pink. So that next girlfriend
claiming
that comes
territory
in the door sees it if he's cheating on you and goes, who the hell's toothbrush is that?
Only casual kissing on the first date.
Bullshit. I need to go in and go deep. So what you're going to do is that is the intermingling of the testosterone and the estrogen, and you will know whether or not this person is it.
That's I thought casual kissing was going deep.
No, right. Deep is like a French kiss.
Oh, okay. So we go in deep.
So you go in deep French kissing, and then you stop. If you want to get married and you want to have a relationship, and this is nothing that anybody who hasn't watched Millionaire Matchmaker 1,000 times on Bravo doesn't know, no sex before monogamy, because you're going to lose your mind.
I don't think
that
works in today's generation.
Yes, it does.
Not in the gay world.
Let me finish. Not to you. Straight women. Straight women.
Okay, straight women.
So let me tell you why. Straight women have oxytocin, which you don't
have. Yes, we've talked about this. So, I think I do, actually.
Well, you're a left-handed male. You probably have more feelings, and you're more sensitive. That's what it is.
I'm a sensitive little turtle.
Left-handed men, by the way, are very sensitive.
He's also currently breastfeeding. I don't know if you knew this.
I knew that. But
what?
Just kidding.
Andrew, what are you talking about?
She's just messing with you.
Yeah.
But oxytocin rules the street, so I don't want my girls getting hurt.
Right. What about your gays?
My gay men, look, I got in a lot of trouble 1,000 years ago. I'm not going to go there again.
Yeah,
but
please.
What I do say is if you can have sex without your feelings getting hurt and get out of the way so you have breakfast in the morning, nama effin' stay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So Andrew can do that. He's like a robot.
That's me.
I get attached.
Did you come on the show to get abused? I just want to know.
I don't care. It's fun.
I think he likes BDSM.
No, oh. I mean,
yeah, he
maybe
likes,
I do.
You like emotional BDSM because you like
no,
to be teased.
No, I don't want
to
play any fucking games. But okay, but I have a question. So you've met this new guy.
Do a quick question because I have to go to break.
You met this new guy and you're dating, but you haven't been physical yet. Right. But isn't your oxytocin off the wall?
Yes, and
you
must be
so horny.
I have. What do they call it? Butterflies.
You should do a light spank. At the break.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick...
I slapped her arm.
We're going to take a quick break.
That was really weak.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We are back with millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger, Andrew Freud, and Shane Douglas. Okay, so we did want to clarify, I didn't know this.
Neither did
but
I.
But we're not allowed to say now, it's not politically correct to say transsexual.
Right. We have
is that
to say
correct?
Trans.
That is correct.
We have to say trans.
I did not know that. Yes. And you said it 15 times
I know.
And I repeated it 20
times. I'm sorry.
Times.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too. I didn't know. So what are we supposed to say for our listeners so they don't make the same mistake?
I believe you say the word trans. I believe that is the most.
I'll have my assistant Google it and then I'll send it
but
over.
But we're learning. This is
a learning.
We're learning.
Show. This is a learning curve.
It's a teachable moment.
Yes.
Here at
and
Jack
I don't
want
to I don't want anyone to think like that, you know, I'm disregarding you. So if I said it wrong, definitely DM me and correct me. I'm open to that.
Okay, yes. Great. So we did Jameson. It was about a week ago. He went to Trader Joe's.
Oh,
and there is a handsome guy there named Austin B.
Yeah.
Now, Jameson felt like there was some sort of connection. He went home. He looked up on his receipt from Trader Joe's and noticed that the name, the salesperson, was Austin B. Then I'm going to just tell you the story and you tell me where he went wrong or if he went wrong at all. He mentioned it to Doug Budin, who is one of our co-hosts. Doug went back into Trader Joe's, found Austin B, and then had a conversation with Austin B about Jameson. I think Doug was being a good wingman, helping Jameson out. I personally feel Jameson should have gone back himself. But what are your thoughts on that?
Jameson should have gone back and done it himself.
Yeah.
He didn't have a positive reaction to Doug. He felt a little bizarre because
Doug could do that too.
I forgot. Jameson, did you ask Doug to go back in and
Doug and I were chatting. He's like, "I'm going back to Trader Joe's. Hey, do you want me to give this guy your number? And I was like, "Oh, that's really sweet." I mean, that takes effort on Doug's behalf to do that too. It wasn't like
But you're obviously, you and Doug are two totally different types. So I wouldn't send Doug in as my representative. You should have gone back in.
Yeah. Well, let's not bash Doug.
No, I'm not.
Doug was trying to be the matchmaker.
I'm not bashing Doug.
But let's talk about Doug's point. Doug was trying to be the matchmaker.
Right. Yes.
Which is
really
fine.
Sweet.
And Doug's really sweet and he's got a good heart. So let's not bash him.
However,
that was really fucked up.
But you said that you don't want him to show as the representative.
That's my friend.
That's what I was.
No, I want to represent myself. No. I don't want anybody. Right. I don't want Shane going in. I don't want Andrew going in. I don't want Alyssa going in. You know what I'm saying?
I
you go back.
But what I would like to see you do is learn how to practice hunting. So even if you get rejected, it's going to take, it's like another
the hunter's
like
right
sales.
There, Shane Douglas.
Lessons from
so
Shane.
Maybe go
the
with
hunter.
Shane and let Shane teach you what to say. And it's not a bad thing to have the friend who's more of an alpha than you to learn from and teach you how to
Shane
hunt
fish. Shane is the alpha?
Well, Shane. In that case, Shane is the alpha at the bar.
Don't
when
forget
he,
your purse.
The CEO. I feel
like Andrew's the alpha.
No.
Okay, I thought I was until I went out with Shane.
I've gone out with Andrew a few times. I get... dudes.
Saints.
No.
Shane.
Andrew does not.
One, Shane has one, no fear. Shane has no fear.
Well, you know what? I'm this like weird place.
Your self-esteem
of, like,
was really affected in that breakup.
No. Shane.
Not at all.
Shane was a total winner. You know what you did say? You might not remember.
Don't say anything embarrassing.
He was.
Don't look at me.
He's just looking to have a good time, and he was in it to win it.
I was, yeah.
But he has age on his side.
Of course.
And we also are older. And when you get older and you get rejected over and over again, which a lot of people have feeling this day, especially after 2 years in quarantine, who doesn't feel rejected after that? So it's like it weighs you down and you go back to your past and you go, I can't do this because that'll happen. If I can't do that, that'll happen. He has no fear because he has nothing to go against.
Yes.
He was in a relationship for 5 years where someone loved him. And now he's like, I feel love. Let me go out and find more love.
Shane, will you go to Trader Joe's for me next time?
Yes.
Austin B is going to go home with Shane. You might not want to let that happen.
I hope so.
But Doug, that was good, Doug. So if you're listening to me, you know how I feel about you. And that was great, you being a matchmaker.
It was really kind of him. I appreciated it. I think it got maybe at this point, it's just a little too creepy. Like,
look,
just the whole thing blew up.
You mean because we talk about it every day?
His mother messaged Jeff.
His mom messaged Jeff.
I used a fake name.
It becomes too big a thing. All you got to do is say, I think you're cute. Would you like to go get a drink?
Yeah.
Patty,
yeah.
When you go on a first date, so I find myself, I'm very kind of, I'm paying attention to everything. So I pay attention if the person is on time. I pay attention to what the person looks
That's
like.
Because you're OCD.
If they're showered, if how they smell, what they're wearing.
Of course.
I also pay attention to what they order. Is that
no,
normal?
I don't pay attention to what they're.
I totally
I'm,
do
I'm
that.
Allergic.
You do it too?
I totally do that.
I'm allergic to salmon, so half the time they order salmon thinking they're going to be healthy, and I'm going, I'm not kissing you with that mouth of yours.
With the salmon breath.
Because I get sick. Like the oil makes me blow up allergic-wise. But it was really funny, the first three dates that I went out with the Sapio, I didn't like him till the fourth date. And he noticed that, and he said to me last night when we went out, he said, you didn't like me right away. And I was like, I didn't.
So why did you keep giving him other shots?
He did something really sweet. He bought me a gift.
What did he buy you?
He bought me a really expensive Casa Bota candle, although he got it at Ace Hardware, and he says it's got the best shit there. So FYI, I don't know if that's
I
don't know if that's a sponsor.
Is there one on Robertson?
Jeff Lewis needs to have Ace Hardware as a sponsor. That was he told me they have the most beautiful things, and he said I know it's creepy because it's at a hardware store, but I had to get stuff for this house that he's building.
Okay, but the point is that that's your love language.
No, listen.
He figured out your love language.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Let's go back and talk about Ace Hardware.
You're not going to let me answer the question.
All right, just put your candles in Ace Hardware.
It built up over time. Now, women are crockpots and men are furnaces. They go from 1 to 100, and women take time to heat up. Sometimes you say something. It's the way
not
you
all
move.
Women.
Not all women.
Have you met Alyssa? She's a furnace.
Oh, my God. She's a fucking furnace.
T for D.
Wait, okay, so you weren't into him, but then he bought you this gift.
No,
like...
no. I got into him the date before. He was really interesting, and he was really present in the date. He was present, and he liked me, and he watched the show, And I thought, oh, great, I'm going to have to get over this one. And then it was like, no, he saw me in a different light. He said, I remember watching the show. By the way, Tamara and Vicky, listen to this one. The number one show, and I thought, okay, is he on the right side of the street? Because I told him that, was that he watched when his divorce was going really bad, was Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, that's a red flag.
He fell on that show, and then he fell on my show, and he's like, wow, that's a really hot girl. And I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
I don't think I want to sape you.
You don't.
That's
you won't.
Not for you.
It's not. I mean, it's a hard. No. It's a rough road.
Because I'll have to start reading. Yeah. Watch the news.
We keep up.
Critically.
But I read. I'm like Shane.
Oh,
I read
God.
A lot.
You're
going
to have to pick up a book.
He reads like 3 to 4 books a week. My parents are like that. My parents were book of the week club. And they read and read. And they lay on each other and read. And I was always like, TV.
That's so sweet.
Maybe you're going to become a reader, Jeff. Like...
What?
Your next act?
I read the newsfeed. I'm an Apple newsfeed girl. I get the highlights and I'm out. Mm-hmm. That's me all day long. And then, of course, Deadline. I go back and forth between Deadline.
Okay, so do you feel like if you really want a long-term relationship with someone, do you have to create space and be alone, or can you just like have fun and casually date in the interim?
Well, it's date a pair and a spare. The rules are. So in Become Your Own Matchmaker,
what did you just say?
It's called Date a Pair and a Spare. So in Become Your Own Matchmaker, my book, my bestseller on Amazon, you know, I wrote 100 years ago, but it's still prevalent because it's got dating online there. Me and Steve Harvey have the same philosophy. Date like a man. Men date more than one person at a time. So you date multiple people. So the first person.
So you and Steve Harvey have discussed this?
Yeah, I've been on a show a million times. And he wrote a best-selling book, Date Like a Man, that Oprah launched.
See, I don't read.
Okay, so you don't read. So
I wouldn't know that.
That's the reason.
I'm not a sapio.
I've told Jeff to
watch. Oh, is there a movie on Netflix?
Yeah, two of them. I told Jeff to write a book, but this is the reason why he hasn't written a book. Anyway, I've told them this for 1,000 years. He doesn't listen to me. But when you date a pair and a spare, you have the person that you really want. The second is the cusper. He's a maybe. You're not sure. And third is your best friend. And a lot of times, the best friend could be the main guy. And you rotate these people all day long. You're online, and there's the one you can't wait to call, and there's one that's not too tall enough. He's not rich enough. He doesn't have this enough, that enough. And then the best friend you could take to your sister's wedding or your brother's wedding, and you could fart and burp, and they love you no matter what.
And
they're cute enough to hang out. They're cute enough. You still think, like, he's an adolescent, but he's cute enough to hang out and go to the movies with or a party with.
Okay, so the answer is you can then have, like, because I tend to put guys in categories.
Well, you did that to me. We were walking from the restaurant today, and he's like, okay, I think you should date the sapiosexual, but then she should get sex from someone else. And you told me to
get all your needs met.
I want him in one person. So how do you do that, Jeff?
Well, you're the one that tells me to manifest what you want without manifesting the specific person.
Right. I told you to feel it. And you can do it because you're left-handed. Andrew, you can't.
Yeah, so right-handed people can't manifest.
No, they can't feel it. They can think it. Masculine. We're talking men.
Because I'm a big manifester. Is that because I'm left-handed?
Yes, you're left-handed. Men think, feel, and do just like women. Right-handed men only think and do. So
is that why I have breasts?
I think so.
That's why you're breastfeeding right now.
Is anyone hungry?
Breastfeeding right
what
now.
What is the show?
Can you top off my coffee?
Seriously, honey, go to the kitchen and get Shane some coffee.
I'm never gonna date. I'm never gonna date again.
Just make sure no one ever listens.
But like, but when you used to get mad, that was because you're feeling such intensity in the situation, and you're intuitive. You're reading that person in front of me, and you're like, you did this and you did that because you're seeing. They aren't thinking like Gage is not a left-handed male, so he's like going, why the hell is she going crazy? And the truth of the matter is because you're feeling the energy. You're like intuitive. Women are intuitive. We knock out our intuition a lot, make mistakes, but we're intuitive.
Have you encountered? I'm sure you have, but encountered men that they. They really, you can tell that they say it, like they really want a commitment.
Yes.
But their actions speak
That's
otherwise.
Correct. Yes.
But they say it with such conviction.
They've made a decision to want a commitment, but they won't do the work to get there.
Correct.
So the work is where it really begins. When I'm working with a client, as we saw in MM, M and I have 42 minutes, one date. There's not The Bachelor. They're not living in a house and getting 50 million women, one mixer, and I have to rip their soul out. So people are like, oh my God, you scream and yell, and I'm nothing like that in real life. Jeff knows that. But the bottom line is I have to shock jock them into moving. So if you were doing this in the real world, you'd go, dude, how much time am I going to give you to wake up?
Okay, but you just brought something up about you right. that I don't think people know, mm-hmm. that you are a completely different person at work than you are at home.
Correct.
And that's why you date, because there is such a soft, nurturing right. side to you where you love to take care of men.
Right. It's the beta
but,
in me.
But I'm saying that for women out there that are like badass boss bitches.
Right.
But then are having trouble in love.
I mean, like, perfect example.
Because they're running their love right, life like right. their business.
Like the perfect example would be like the morning show. I'm watching Jennifer Aniston's character, and she can't. She's a little bit of a narcissist. Reese Witherspoon is more softer, but she can't be beta because no man will let her. And you have to give yourself permission to say, I am alpha at work, but I am beta at home. And
yeah.
if you take that alpha at home, you attract a beta man, and then you're pissed off. You have a beta man when you really wanted an alpha. So you have to make that decision to go, when they start putting you in that category and going, you do this, you make the reservations, you take me, but go, no, I'm beta. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
So you're an alpha at work, and you're a beta
but
at home.
But David, my ex, wanted me to be beta for his submissional needs, but then pay all the bills. How can you be beta and alpha at the same time at
sure
home?
Sure, David appreciates that.
I don't care. He was on the show. He's up there. He's a reality
star. So he wanted you to be alpha at home, but also
beta. He wanted me to be beta when he wanted sex, and he wanted me to be alpha to pay the bills. And I said, I can't do both. It's too confusing.
And he was really big, right?
Oh, huge. Like a porn star.
Yeah.
Like he has porn star dick. Beautiful dick. Beautiful dick. I mean, like, he's dating a girl right now, and she is very lucky. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Beautiful dick.
But you said you're so small. So how did that work out?
I had to get really relaxed.
Yeah. So you smoked pot?
Yeah. You smoked weed.
No, I used to use my vibrator while he was inside me to, like, you know, insurance.
Oh, that's something else I wanted to mention. So if you go out on dates and you haven't had sex in a while,
do you
suggest, just so you don't come off as like desperate, needy, horny, you suggest masturbating before you go out on the date?
Before alcohol. Because if you take two drinks, I know you're watching all these TV shows and they're all getting ripped, and like, I used to be tequila girl, so I understand. It knocks out your reasoning. So if you go and get drunk, you will make poor decisions. You'll sleep with the wrong person, get addicted to them, like, you know, the gas station attendant. And you're like, I love the gas station.
He is cute.
He's
the one
husband.
On Chevron on Holloway.
Right.
He's cute.
Oh, yeah, is
the
there
garbage
Chevron on Holloway?
Yeah. And then you're like, but you really want a millionaire, but you fall in love with the gas station attendant, and then it fucks you up for 5 years. So what you do.
And waste 5 years of your life.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So what you do is you
been there,
take,
done that.
So Dr. Drew taught me
going,
that four
Chevron.
Drinks equal one orgasm. Four drinks equal one orgasm. So if you could use your vibrator to take the edge off, he'll be in heat on the date and you won't. Your needs are met.
Okay. So I think that's good advice.
Yeah, I think that's
it's
good advice.
Well, it's better. Look, Gwyneth Paltrow's putting that better health sex on the market right now with Goop, they have a sex pill and everything. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that.
No.
And what happens is we're not talking about sexual health because if you don't keep it moving, you lose it. Gynecologists are telling us in menopause. Like, my gynecologist literally told me a couple weeks ago, go get a lover. You haven't had sex in 2 years, go get a lover. Because I was in quarantine.
That's what I just told you.
I know.
I think you can date Sapio, but I think, like you said, Andrew,
I'd
you
have
said,
to have a conversation with Sapio.
Find someone to take her to Pound Town.
I'm open for business if there's any straight men on Instagram, which I don't even know.
Okay, what's your Instagram? There's a lot of straight guys.
Yeah, you think? That are single in my age group?
It doesn't matter if they're single,
does
it? I
date in the 50s,
they could
just
be married.
So you know. I'm not dating.
Maybe,
I'm
they're
not
an, oh, maybe they're an open... Okay, I have a question.
I won't date a poly.
Wait, I have a question.
I won't date poly.
Do you have clients that are in
open
polyamorous
open relationship?
I will
okay,
not
what's
do
that?
Poly.
That
means you
polyamorous
date
is we open relationship.
Open
oh,
relationship.
I will not be poly. I do not believe in it.
But
I'm
that's...
not sharing with anybody.
Okay.
I like my steak, my own. Get your own.
Yeah, but I just think in the dating world, you've got to understand that it's going to be the first couple months. They're probably there's going to
no,
overlap.
No, that's not what we're talking
there's
about.
An
poly
overlap.
Is where they have two girlfriends at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh,
when
I don't know what poly is.
When you're
it's
in
like
a relationship, non-monogamy.
How do you not know any of this? Do you not read anything?
I don't.
How can
I don't.
You not keep up?
I have you. I have Shane.
Shane, you need to give him information every day. I swear.
Okay,
download
so
it.
He. Download. Okay, so all right.
He barely goes east of Wilshire. Like he doesn't. Like yeah. That's,
yeah, that's true.
South.
Sunset
yeah,
Boulevard.
South.
And that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I need to get out more.
Yeah, totally.
He likes his circle.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like my chumps.
He
I just hang out with
chumps.
My chumps.
Yeah.
So, but you understand that when you start dating someone, you can't expect.
Everyone's dating till they mate. They're dating till they mate. Everybody needs to understand men are dating, women are dating. There is no assumption of exclusivity. You must have the conversation.
Yes.
They can break your trust. And that's just the way the life rolls. There, like I was talking to the Sapio the other day and I said, there is no guarantee anything's going to work out in life. Get used to it.
Okay, so just so you know, several weeks back, I went out with somebody, and it was a good date. We had a drinks date, and then I felt like it was going well. The next night, we had dinner, but during that time, he ended up having sex with a friend of mine, coincidentally.
6 degrees of gay separation.
Right, and I had found out a few days later. So it's not his fault, really,
no,
because...
No, he had a right to do it, but now you don't want him, right?
But, right. Bitter, but now it was so... Thanks, Patty. But yeah, it was so uncomfortable that I, you know, that's
was the other one better looking than you?
Yeah.
Didn't even
younger,
pause.
Better looking, more I money, mean, what? You know?
Not a dig at you. I just love that other guy.
All right, we're going to take calls.
That other guy was terrible.
Oh, yeah, let's take some calls.
Sarah in Minnesota.
Earlier in the episode, you mentioned someone requesting like an adult baby sexual scenario. What is the psychology behind that? Because one time I walked in on my father-in-law dressed as a baby.
Whoa. I'm not a qualified psychologist, but
He might have had childhood trauma,
or he didn't get the love from his mother that he wanted. But check that out. Google that and ask a psychologist that question. And if anyone's a psychologist, call in. Because I'm
surprised
qualified.
I don't dress like a baby.
Same. I mean,
I really, really am. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What
did you do?
My psychologist. She had no idea, and I.
Well, I think it's like a psychologist with a sexologist as like their specialty. I've seen like lots of real sex stuff on that on HBO. You might want to check HBO. It has a really good show called Real Sex, and they would show that stuff over and over again.
Or book a session with Dr. Donna.
Who's Dr. Donna?
Dr. Donna. She comes on the show.
Dr. Donna D. She comes on the show. Yeah. She talks about...
What she specializes in.
It's called Eudaimonia Psychology.
Oh, my God. You talk like her from New York. Yeah. What are you talking about? Drop the Oz. Yeah.
She's going to be... the drama from the reality.
Yeah, I think she'll be back next
Shane,
month.
Are you going to do that character? Like, in the future?
I do that.
He does it for her, too.
Dr. Donna D.
So, we also did a story this week of a woman who, she waits too long to have sex, but, I mean, sounds like you, but she's waited 15 dates, to have sex.
Did they have sex
with her boyfriend? They did,
and it turns out
he's really, he dirty talks, but I was wondering if you did, but she didn't like exactly what he was saying.
Well, what kind of jury talk was it?
What did she say?
He was saying that he wanted to
Get you pregnant.
Yeah, he wants to get her pregnant, wants to make a baby, he wants to, you know, that kind of thing.
Does she want a baby?
No. So it wasn't hot for her, but what do you...
It's like someone of my gay friends said that my massage therapist, who I hope I can't say his name, he said that he was sleeping with a guy and the guy's like, you know, come to mommy. And that like made him limp. I guess purses to daddy or something. And he's like, oh my God, and he kept saying it over and over again. He's like, okay, I'm done. And he went limp and walked away from the sex. So be careful what you say to someone because you really need to know what they like.
Right.
Have a conversation first.
Well, she decided not to go on any other dates with him after that. But I just think 15...
Not going on any other dates that and not... Okay, here's...
She should have had a conversation.
Okay, this is the problem with women. We were taught to people please and not make waves. Why can't, if you went out with some 15 times, you must have really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you say that doesn't turn me on? I'd rather you say X.
Right.
So you don't hurt their feelings. Say, if you say this, I'm going to get really hot for you.
So you do like dirty talk in bed.
But I like it like...
exactly. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want them to say? What do you want them to say?
I just like, you know, your pussy tastes or smells or... You know, it feels really good. Like when I'm in fucking... I was watching Love Life and the husband on Love Life.
I love when your
pussy like, you know, feels so good. Feels so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Say the P word, I'm down for it.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I like the
pussy. Say the P word.
The pussy talk. The pussy talk.
Oh, okay.
Pussy talk with Patty. Come
on. It's Radio Andy.
Oh my God, we are so dirty in this. I was like, I was so clean.
You.
Bring it out of me. You bring it out of me. Bring it out of me.
Andrew, do you like dirty talk?
Yes, I think it's hot.
What's your favorite go-to line?
I'm not.
Come on. We're going to get canceled. Shane, jump in here. I can't be the only one.
I always
tell them how big their fucking cock is. And I'm like, oh my God, your cock is so fucking amazing. Just, I fucking love your cock. And then I motorboat them and they're like toast, you know?
Toast.
See, that's the beta we're looking for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, all right,
so you're suggesting that you compliment men on their penises.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because they want...
Hey, like, there's a reason I say where there's meat, there's men. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, I loved...
Alyssa's nodding.
I was that
15-year-old
kid. My gay best friend in high school taught me how to give my first blowjob. And when I went down the shore when I was 15, I had to, this guy, like, pushed my head down. I'm like, well, here we go. And I loved it. The power you have when the balls are in your hand, you're feathering it. It's like, come to mama.
Well, you just have your new promo.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. We sure do.
Clip all those.
Jake in Kansas. Good morning.
Hey, Queens.
Hey. Hey. Hey, Jake.
This episode is a hot fucking mess, but that's why I'm here every day, for real.
Okay. Thank you.
So I had a consult to have a male chest reduction, and I wanted to share pricing with you, Jeff, so that way you could get rid of your bitch tits. It's about $4,000 to remove it, but yours are way bigger than mine, so it's probably going to be at least $8,000.
Okay, I like Jeff's tits, so leave
all
him
right.
alone.
Are you going to Dr. Kat? Is she doing your reduction?
Thanks for that, Jake. Maybe you could just send me that doctor.
I think your chest is fabulous, and I would sleep with you, and I'm straight, and I'm straight, and you're gay. So there you go.
Well,
ask
now,
a straight woman what they
wait,
think.
Wait, Patty, do you want Jeff to take you to Pound Town?
Sure.
Would that be your ultimate
yeah.
fantasy?
Well, because you know he'd be very precise.
Jeff, would you be really precise
yes.
if you had relations with Patty?
Know.
Have you ever been with a
precision.
Woman? You were with a woman in high school, right? Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, in college.
College, yeah. So you've done
college,
it.
High school.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Were you a good kisser? You probably were a good kisser.
Okay, not were, M.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I meant with girls.
Oh,
girls.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, M.
Okay. And you were Golden Gay?
Yeah.
And you're Golden Gay?
No.
Oh, you were with girls? Ooh, shocking.
Wow.
Shocking. You I knew, but you I didn't. So Golden
this
Gay.
Is getting a very
tell them what Golden Gay is. Golden Gay means they've never been with a woman.
Okay.
No, and what's the
gold
term?
Star.
Gold star.
The
gold star.
No,
gay.
And
gold
the
star.
Term if you're gay and you have come from a C-section. You've never even entered a vagina. That's a term.
I wasn't one
that's
of those.
That's called a platinum?
Platinum.
Platinum.
I'm not a platinum.
Yeah.
So for women to be more attractive to men sexually.
Yes.
So you're suggesting that you obviously compliment a man.
Of course.
Right. No, but what other suggestions do you have if people want to spice up their sex life
I think date night and getting out of the house is really important. Like, get that hotel room.
Especially
get
now.
The, you know, like in the Poconos, we used to get those baths with, like, they shaped like a heart. I don't know if you, from the East Coasters, I'm calling out to you from Jersey. So they'd have, like, these rooms that you'd rent out, and there's, like, a heart-shaped pool. And we have the Madonna Inn and stuff like this on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But, you know, make it a fun weekend.
This
it's
weekend's
not expensive.
Halloween.
It's
you
not
can dress
expensive.
Up.
Well,
dress
I don't
up
even know if you have to do that. I really feel like alcohol, edibles.
No, because you're
like, I feel like if you're under the influence,
okay,
it usually.
But what if you can't? What if you're sober and you can't go under the influence? You want to have really good orgasmic sex and be present.
Sober
present.
Sex. I don't know.
I know. I like tequila sex too, but I can't drink anymore. So you know.
Oh, you don't drink at all?
Have a gummy. You can have a gummy.
Oh, I like gummy.
Yeah, gummy.
Yeah.
I like a little indica.
But don't you think under the influence it's a little more
well,
fun?
Well, you're not inhibited, right?
Right.
So you're,
no.
as long as you're safe.
I mean,
safe
I'm a big porn person.
Mm.
I'm XX videos and Pornhub, although Pornhub doesn't have any new videos in a while, and I'm really getting bored with my category. I've seen everything. so I'm
you should produce porn. Yeah. Screw Hallmark.
I know.
Yeah.
Shh.
We love
Shh. No, we love Hallmark.
We love Hallmark.
Do not say that. My advice to Love Boy was number one.
Can
on
you get
Saturday.
Us into the Hallmark Christmas party?
Oh, if that we ever have another one, sure.
Really
you can come as my date, Andrew.
Do
you
they
come?
Really?
Yes. Andrew, do you want to come as my date?
Yes.
Andrew's coming as my
they
date.
They have iconic Christmas
parties.
Yes.
You get a plus three?
Yes. They have a July one, and they have a February one.
I would
let's
love to go to that.
Let's see if we have a February one. Yeah.
I know. There's so many gays at Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, so we feather the balls, is that what you said?
You lick and feather. Lick
and feather. Okay,
and what's your new talk show called?
What was it? Pussy Talk or something.
Pussy
Patty,
Talk.
Patty, Patty,
okay,
Pussy
great.
Talk.
We'll look out for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't
Bye,
forget
guys.
To feather the balls.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.